and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
Yo, you are now tuned in with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR, Vancouver's only radio station, really the hottest radio station here in the Lower Mainland. If you have just tuned into Crimes and Treasons and you are now coming down my path, welcome. If you just tuned in for the show, welcome. We are broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam, Coast Salish, and Tsleil-Waututh territory here live from the most western part of Vancouver, western part of the Lower Mainland. It's always important to acknowledge the unceded land in which we reside on and just how special it is, honestly, if you have not been. I mean, even in the last few days when we've been dealing with some incredible weather, you get a sunset like yesterday and you just enjoy it. What we like to do here on Off the Beaten Path is introduce you to some new music. We like to introduce you to some new people, whether they be artists, whether they just be smart people. Sometimes my friends like to call in and just talk. And always, we bring you the news. Here from the Lower Mainland, we bring you the news from BC. We bring you the news from Canada in general, from the whole world. I've got a new segment called the Reddit Rundown in this segment, honestly, because ever since changing the radio station from, I mean, the radio show from 6 a.m., 7 a.m. on Thursdays to 10 p.m. on Tuesdays, it's just taken a little bit for me to catch up. So if this is your first time in the Off the Beaten Path, welcome. If this is not your first time, you know what? We love you. I love you. Honestly, I do this show for the community. I do this show for you. Like, I think of it as like sitting in my house with my friends who I can't, you know, from the pandemic or just because they live far away. If you know me in real life, I just like to talk and I feel and I know that I got a lot to say, you know, like that. And so, listen, for the next hour, you'll be with me. And now I'm just going to introduce you to some new old music, you know, not new old, but when you tune in, you'll know who it is and you'll know exactly what I mean. We'll be right back right after this musical break. If you'd like to call in, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC. CITR, I'm always trying to understand, always trying to know who's listening, always trying to better the show. Fuck with me.
We're teaching people how to use their head. The point is that in order to use your head, you have to go out of your mind. You have to go out of all of the static, symbolic ways in which you think.
Oh, that sounds horrible. We'll try to get that fixed out. Jesus Christ. My fault, guys. Hey, honestly, sometimes that happens. Listen, you know, that's what life is about. Sometimes life is about things just don't go how you want it to. and you have to adjust. That is one of the things that I have learned about life all the time. But, you know, I'm an adapter and I You're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. I'm your host, Issa Arian. And if you'd like to call in, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. But like I said, every Tuesday that I do the show, I'm just trying to find, you know, what that looks like for me and what I want this to be. Because honestly, we had such a good run on Thursday morning that, you know, it's so established that it's not something that I'd like to replicate. But you always got to try to just, you know, evolve and try to change just a little bit. And I feel that everybody coming out of the pandemic is just a little bit different than how they went in, you know, whether that is with your mindset or with, you know, the things that you want to do, maybe the things that you're interested in. It's very interesting because for me, you know, like I, well, one, it was so different before the pandemic where I was working like five jobs and you just, I mean, what you see now is that people don't want to work one job. So why the fuck would you work five? Like that shit sounded stupid. And not only did it sound stupid, it felt liberating to quit. And honestly, there's probably a lot of you guys, a lot of you people at your jobs right now and thinking, is this the right time to quit? You should. I don't know who this is, but let's put them on the air. See if they have something to say. Hello, you're on the air. What's your name?
Can I be anonymous?
Yeah, for sure. What's going on?
Okay, this is Issa, right?
Yeah, what do you got? What's going on?
Okay, so I want to start, first of all, by thanking you for picking up the slack right after Crimes and Treasons.
Oh, well, thank you for listening.
Yeah, so, like, right before COVID, I noticed they started coming off the air, like, it's usually for 2 hours, right? But then they kind of, like, slack off and not go all the way to the end of the slot. So now that you're here, I'd like to thank you very much for filling it out, you know?
Hey, you know what? That makes me feel good. You know, you don't have to tell me your name, but honestly, that makes me feel very good because, you know, during the pandemic is hard. And so, you know, trying to adjust and trying to see what it's like in the end and, you know, bringing that right after Crime and Treason, we're trying to build up a night and try to keep the energy up. So I appreciate you for listening and tuning in.
Yeah. Another thing, I caught you in the morning a couple times, but it was just too early for me.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, I actually like the nighttime vibe a little better.
Oh, you know what? Honestly, that's what I'm trying to hear. So, you know, I appreciate that. Is there anything you'd like to hear?
Oh, man, you just do you.
Okay. Hey, you know what? I appreciate
Maybe
that.
Something hype.
Something hype?
If you got something new.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get pretty hyped. I have some stories that I would like to talk about in the second half, honestly. And if you liked it in the morning, but it's too early, I'm a little hyped now and I can cuss a little bit. So, you know, you'll be able to get me. So I appreciate that. And, you know, again, stay tuned in. I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Ethan.
No problem. You have a nice one, dude.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, that's nice. Honestly, it feels good to know that, you know, that even people listen, just one person, two people, honestly, thank you for that. I appreciate the call. And so, like, you know what we do in crime, we do on Off the Beam Path, we just talk a little bit about the weather, talk about what's going on here in the Lower Mainland. And so if you're just listening from elsewhere, we've gotten hit by a shit ton of rain for the past 7 days. However, the light is around the corner. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, so Halloween and through the early next week, we're going to have highs of 12 and it's going to be sunny. So it's going to be sunny on Saturday, Sunday. Honestly, I'm pretty happy about that. I coach Little League football and we will have our first sunny day game on Sunday, our last game of the regular season. So if you know me and you're not a weirdo, reach out to me and I'll tell you where the game is at, because after the game, we're going to have a few beers at the park in the sun. It'll be nice. Maybe a cigar. Now that you can drink in the park, you know, who the hell knows what this Sunday will turn into. It's Halloween, so could get a little crazy. Honestly, some of the things that have been going on here in the Lower Mainland have been absolutely kind of crazy. I feel like I read the news every week so that I can see what's going on and, you know, just have an idea of like, okay, what are the things I want to talk about in the show? Here in Vancouver, there's really like four stories that feel like really dominate the news cycle, which is homelessness, drugs, housing, and the occasional protests. And so what we've been going on here is having, I feel like there's been protests literally every day. And so now we're coming on the strikes because what we see is, and like I said a little bit before, if you're going to quit your job, honestly, this is the best time to quit your job. If you're going to unionize at your job, it's the best time to organize your labor with your friends, you know, with your coworkers, and just tell people, hey, we're not getting fucking paid enough, and take it to your boss, because on Friday or Thursday, I got a COVID test so that I could drive down to the States to go see my aunt and go to the Kraken Canucks game. Canucks won, if you're a Canucks fan. But anyways, Saturday morning, the laboratory calls me and they tell me that Life Labs is on strike, so I'm not going to get my COVID test results in time. And at first, honestly, so like, you know when these things happen, like I'm pretty principled. And if you listen to the show, you know pretty much where I stand. I'm with the workers. Like I am with the laborers because we all sell our labor to somebody, to some schmuck. And that person then takes my labor and buys a boat or a yacht or takes their family on vacation. You know what I mean? And so none of us make enough money. I think that's pretty clear, especially if you live in Vancouver. And so Life Labs went on strike. And it's these times when you have to, when your principles come in direct conflict with actually what the fuck I want to do. Because I wanted to get my COVID test so I could drive down and see my aunt. You know what I'm saying? Enjoy myself. However, I also want Life Labs people to get paid. So, fortunately for me, I didn't have anything to do with this, clearly, because I wasn't pressuring Life Labs. But Life Labs workers, only after half a day, so one half a day, they went on strike, and an agreement was made. After one half a day, I ended up getting my COVID test results. And so, honestly, I think that sometimes, like, I mean, obviously, I'm not the only person that the universe is listening to. But I feel like I came to the realization, I texted my aunt, I said, hey, I'm not going to be able to make it because Life Labs is on strike and I stand with the strikers. And boom. Then a few hours later, they called me and was like, hey, your results are in. And then I ended up getting a free test and then going down anyways. Everything worked out. It was perfect. And I think that that's a lesson for me and for other people, that when you stand on your principles, only good things happen because, listen, the universe is listening. So that's what I always say. When we come, honestly, my computer is acting so slow. Anyways, there is something that I think is kind of weird. It is kind of backwards the way that they make these laws. And when we get back from our, when we get back from this musical break, I'll tell you about it. You're back with Off the Beam Path here on 101.9 CITR. This is the best radio station in Vancouver. Very obviously in the Lower Mainland, in BC, in Canada. Right before this show, you have Crimes and Treasons on from 8 to 10 every Tuesday, playing the hottest hip-hop and R&B. That's DJ Relly Rels, Jamal Steeles, myself, Malik, Homeboy Jules, Horsepower, listen, the whole crew. We haven't had the whole crew together until a few Tuesdays ago. And if you are able to, check out that show. We had a few performers here from Vancouver, including Freelance Flint. We had Prado Monroe. We had a few others, but honestly, it was a great show. You should go check it out. Moving on to, listen, BC had some crazy news. In Victoria, there was 3 stabbings last night. There was someone who stabbed New Westminster. It was like very violent weekend. But, however, we always have some good news. So there were 5 men who received a community service award. And normally you wouldn't, report on a community service award because, while I think that more people should serve the community, community service awards just never really that interesting, to be honest. Let me keep it real. These 5 men were hiking in Ridge Meadows, and basically between Maple Ridge and Pitt Meadows, and they are all Sikh, and it is only noted because these 5 men tied their turbans and jackets together to make a 10-meter long rope to pull a man who was stuck too close to the water and pulled him out of the water. And I thought that was amazing. Not just because, like, the quickness of taking the turbans off, tying it together, and pulling this man out, but, like, knowing how to do that, the teamwork, honestly, saving this person's life. Like, I would have really liked to have received, like, if I was them, I would have liked to receive, better than a memorative coin. At least the man could give me a gift card for saving his life, unless he didn't want to be saved. However, he did. So shout out to these individuals. If you'd like to look them up, they're on cbc.com. Honestly, I like stories like that because if you listen to the show, you listen to Off the Beam Path, you know that I'm rooting for the animals all the time, and I don't really feel bad when stupid people lose their lives because I feel like, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. But this man seems to have genuinely, fell victim, because anybody can fell victim. And these people stepped up. And I really love to see, human nature stories and people step up and go above and beyond their call of duty. Like, these police officers are thanking them. And honestly, I didn't see one police officer say, thank you for doing my job, because, that should be their job. Moving on. So there is like I said, if you want to quit your job, this is the best time to quit your job. First off, this story is very interesting for more than one part. So in downtown Vancouver, there are a few restaurants who are searching for wait staff, dishwashing staff, people who want to work in restaurants. One, I can definitely tell. There's one, we see a lot of times, particularly now as we're in like the Great Resignation, that people are just saying, fuck work, and I don't want to do that shit for the type of pay that you're paying me. And for far too long, people have been underpaid and overworked. And if you ever worked in a restaurant, you'll know that dishwashers and line cooks are, one, poorly treated. They work long-ass hours. And there's not even everybody in the restaurant gives them some respect. But what we're seeing now is that the labor shortage is so stark that there are restaurants offering $50,000 per year for dishwashing. That's a lot of money to wash dishes. Now, it's not a lot of money to wash dishes when you know how hot that water is. Like, if you've ever washed dishes in a restaurant, one, they try to burn the shit out of you, and two, it is hard as hell. It's like hard work. But this is both a sign of a labor shortage, and the fact that COVID, when you look at the, like, the COVID deaths were not spread equitably over all different professions. Like, fortunately, for me, I say it's a big privilege that I was able to, I mean, it's a privilege, and it sucked that, like, my work didn't really end. It just transitioned from me being in the office to me being in my bedroom. But some people were not fortunate enough to have that, you know, to have that transition. So they were fired or they were forced to work in unfair labor conditions. And a lot of those unfair labor conditions happen to be in restaurants. And a disproportionate number of line cooks, dishwashers, and back of house staff died during the pandemic. And so what we're finding is that, one, people just don't want to do those jobs. And two, people don't want to do those jobs for those pay. And those people who used to do those jobs are no longer with us. And I think that's, you know, that's one of the things. It's like a, we talk about, like, you know, if you listen to some ever any economic or, you know, finance podcast, or if you're like into that, you'll hear about, you know, this market correction and how we are being corrected for wages. And we're not just being corrected for wages. I think it's important that we need to understand that we're being corrected for deaths. Like, people have died and become sick and have gone on disability because of COVID and because of the effects that it's had. And not only that, but the people have just refused to go back to work for under those conditions. And so when you see it, when you see like a posting that says 50K for dishwashers, it's important to not just note that, like, wow, that's a lot of money to wash dishes, but just like, damn, who was washing those dishes before? And did they leave the job because they had to, because they wanted to, or because they're no longer with us? And so I think, you know, as we like move forward, and I don't want to say we're out of the pandemic now, but like, I was in Seattle at the Climate Pledge Arena and that shit was fucking packed. And I felt like I was one of the only people who had my mask on. And it just feels like, well, people are just over it. But also it's like, you know, as we move past, as we move forward, we know we're going to see more things open up as more people get vaccinated. You know, as more people get second vaccinated, you know, third vaccine, and you get your booster shots, and we start to go back. It's just like, you know, things are not going to go back to normal, because you're not going to get somebody to wash dishes for $12 an hour anymore. It's just not happening. People are just not really with that shit anymore. And I don't blame anybody who says I'm not washing dishes anymore for that. So if you, maybe you are unvaccinated, you're like, you know what, I wash dishes because I can't go back to my old job. You'll know that you can go to Dr. Stephen Malthouse out of Kelowna. He is an individual who is found guilty for creating fake vaccine cards, which I find is, you know, is, I feel like if you're a doctor and you're out here doing fake vaccines, what's the point? You know what I mean? Like, is it worth, like, I know that I have a saying where I say a principle is not a principle until it costs you money. But, like, is a principle, I guess, you know, is a principle even if it's dumb as hell? Like, would you lose your medical license just because you wanted to stick it to the man and sell fake vaccine cards when they give the vaccine card away for free? Like, I just don't understand that. Like, people are willing to buy vaccine cards when you can get the vaccine for free. And, like, I understand, oh, I don't want to put it in my body. Oh, I don't want to put the vaccine in my body. Oh, I don't, you know, you're going to have to get it eventually. You got to get it. Like, me, you listen to Off the Beaten Path. If you listen to the show, or if you listen to me speak, or you ever follow me on Instagram at thenotorious.l.a.t.e. on Instagram, and you read my posts, you read the stories I post, you're like, oh, you know, Issa just doesn't blindly believe in the government. You know, I don't. But there's some things that you just have to admit defeat on, you know, like that, or that you have to take an L. Like, and if you are somebody who's opposed to taking vaccines, you just got to be like, hey, I got to take an L on this one. Because they got me. And it's like, you know, it's like checkmate. You got to just be like, you know what? Great job. You got me. Let's move on to the next one. And live to fight another day. This cannot be the hill that you die on. Anyways, and then so, but this cannot be the hill. Also, this cannot be the hill that you get your medical license taken on. I feel, I don't feel bad for those people, you know. What I do feel bad for is the people who are taking this illegal, untested CBD products and getting high instead of getting help. You know what I mean? I feel like people take CBD. They just want some help, you know, help sleeping, help relaxing, help with their anxiety. They don't want to get high. However, Steven D'Souza, Tanya Grundig, and Greg Sadler, three reporters out of CBC, are on the beat of these thriving black market of misleading health claims and potentially contaminated CBD products. Now, I have read a few stories from these people, and these people haven't done their homework. I know that for sure, but how would they know? You know, I don't trust these people at the CBC. These people at the CBC are consistently wrong, and they consistently report bullshit. We talked about this last week when the man said that if he had to give his 25-year-old self advice about how to become rich, who works at Wealth International, Wealth Foundational, he said he would, instead of going to the movies and buying a 3D seat, he would just get the base seat. Now, not understanding that to get a base seat at a movie plus transportation, parking, and whatever the fuck else you got to do, still going to cost you $30. Like, I don't understand. Anyways, when we come back, listen, when we come back, I have some stories that kind of piss me off. And not they piss me off because they should make everybody upset just a little bit.
Freelance, Flynn, yeah. If I'm from the pack, I'ma pay it right back. My word, mama in the shack still smoking on crack. My word, my people been waiting on the 1st and the 15th. But every day I serve, my bitch get a mad cause all I do is trap. Sorry baby, I got work. Six put me over, try to claim I ain't sober. Handcuffs sitting on a curb. Maneuver doing jugs on computers. Paid off to be a nerd. N-E-R-D like Pharrell. Flexing on them, show and tell. Trying to be at peace with myself. Too prideful to ask up for help. Swimming so deep in the depths of my mind. My life been literally hell. Evil surrounds me, demons around me. Praying to God that I fail. What you need, I got it for sale. Pull up with the drip like a well. Moving money around, how to allocate. Scale looking off, need to calibrate. Fresh like Manny, baby, big money, heavyweight, cell phone booming. Yeah, Jays call me every day. Loyal to the turf, he's fan to the hearse. My word, need to go to church before I end up on a shirt. How ironic, my word. If I'm from the pack, I'ma pay it right back. My word.
I'm on a wave. If you can't match it, get on my face, yeah. Yeah, get on my way, son. Bitch, don't ruin my day. You see me shining, that's okay, yeah. I know you're pity. Cause this don't be me. You try to bring me down with you. You won't win cause I'm beaming. Vibes are like your ears screaming, yeah. You're mad, I bet you are. So here's a smile for you. I'm on a wave, oh, I'm on a wave, homie. If you can't catch up to me, get the heck up out my way. I'm on a wave, homie. I'm on a wave. If you can't catch up to me, get the heck up out my way. I'm on a wave, homie. I'm on a wave. If you can't catch up to me, get the heck up out my way. I'm on a wave, homie. I'm on a wave. If you can't catch up to me, get the heck.
Pulling up to these demons like, what? What's up, how you feeling? No time for you bitches. Cling on me like leeches. No bad vibes in this place. You're taking up my space. So high that I'm in space. It's driving you insane. Is it not? Yeah, you vulture. You should climb out the gutter. The way you act is disgusting. Here's a smile, hope it helps. I'm on a wave.
You're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR, Vancouver's hottest radio station. It's not only the hottest, it's the deepest. We go wide and we go deep here at CITR. If you haven't listened to CITR before, and this is your first time, let's say, you know, you got in a rental car, and this is what you tuned into. Welcome. But also, you know, mark down your favorite shows. You know, just tune into CITR just at any random time that you're in your car. Or maybe you're just on the train, or maybe you're on the bus and you want to listen to some, you know, diverse, unique programming from a lot of different types of people with a lot of different types of styles. You have students, you have community members, you have programmers here, people who really, really work hard to try to bring like a diverse ideas and diverse thoughts and diverse people to your airwaves. So if you like new music, you like supporting local artists, you like supporting local events, tune into CITR so you can learn about all of these things. CITR has so much good content, so many good content creators. Tune in. Anyways, back to what I was saying. Honestly, one of the things that I think is wild is I did not know Calgary is the rotten tooth capital of Canada. The things that you read on Reddit. So Calgary is adding fluoride to their water because of how much rotten teeth they have there. I did not know that it is the rotten tooth capital of Canada. The things you learn every day. One of the things, so this is the Reddit rundown. Things you learn on Reddit. Because Reddit is a great place for you to waste a lot of fucking time. I don't know if you have this problem, but on my iPhone, I have this problem where I run out of space about every month. No matter what I do, no matmatter what I delete, no matter how many pictures I delete, no matter how many pictures I put in the fucking cloud, I put on my computer, my phone always runs out because system updates take up like half of my phone space. So every time I get a system update, I got to delete some shit off my phone. Anyways, one of the things I deleted was Twitter, the app off my phone, so I can only go through on the browser. And who the hell uses Twitter on the browser, on their phone? It feels like you're in the Stone Age. Anyway, so what I don't do now is I don't like mindlessly scroll on my phone, which has saved me about 2 hours of production every day, which then I then have allocated that 2 hours for Reddit instead. And so one of the things I learned that in 1847, the Choctaw tribe sent like around $6,000 to the Irish famine relief. And then in the year 2000, Ireland returned the favor by donating $1 million to Native American COVID relief. Wow, that's pretty nice. It's nice to hear about, you know, different marginalized communities supporting other marginalized communities. And just, we don't need, you know, like the United States and the Red Cross to support other countries and other people in events all the time, because what we don't hear about is, you know, communities, smaller communities coming together and doing what they can. It's one of the things that drew me to a lot of history about one of the things. So Off the Beaten Path, this is with the show. We just go over and over and over. One of the things I learned is that every 6 days, basically there's 61 countries in the world that celebrate Independence Day from Great Britain. And Great Britain is the only country in the world without an Independence Day. Amazing. And so every 6 days, a country celebrating independence from Great Britain. And if you hear about, like, particularly about how they split up Africa, and you hear about the independences from Africa, what you also hear about is a lot of nations, whether that be, you know, in South America or in the Caribbean, sending troops and soldiers to go fight wars for these countries to gain their independence. And so I think that is one of the more interesting parts of world history that we don't really learn about, particularly from like Canada or United States perspectives, is all of the small countries that were out there fighting for each other and for each other's independence. It's pretty interesting and pretty important. So we get to this part. So one of the things we talked about last week was that stupid advice from the CBC about that man saying to buy the cheaper movie ticket. You know, when you go buy a car, go buy the car without electric windows. Like, don't enjoy your life. If you go to get, if you go to get anything, just buy the most basic, boring version, and that's how you'll save money in the long run. And you know what? You'll be less interesting because of it. Now there's some cases where I agree. You know, buying the, you know, I don't mind sitting in the middle seat because I don't like paying $50, you know what I mean, to sit in a place that they're going to move me to anyways because I'm too big to sit in the middle seat. Like, I have let my fatness just, people just don't want to sit next to me in the middle because I'm too big. And that's fine with me. But one of the things I noticed is that there are so many, like, as religion has declined, like, if you look over long periods of time, people are just less religious now than they were before. And I think that can be for a number of reasons. Like, one, just modernization. I feel like as we become more educated, as we become more open and, like, be exposed to different types of ideologies and ways of thinking about things, that people have looked at religion and found it not as useful as it used to be in the past. You know, as you can find people, you know, you can find a community in so many other things now and so many other places that, you know, a church or a temple or, you know, a synagogue or a mosque or something like that just is not as useful as people just getting away from religion. And one of the things that I have seen, you know, as like we get hyper capitalized, like, you know, since this era of our existence has begun, is that people are so addicted and so conditioned to worship money. And so what I have seen a lot of, especially in the past, I want to say the past like 5 years, probably a little longer than that, you know, as we've seen people just really struggle financially around, you know, around the country, around, you know, Canada, around the United States. I feel like, you know, most of my news is centered around the United States. So around there, what we see is that people have found like a new religion in people and in trying to read books and trying to become so perfect that they can earn capital and raise, you know, and raise money and get money because some people have a lot of it and most people don't have that much. And so what I see is on a lot of these news sites or a lot of these websites or a lot of social media is that people preaching, you know, how you get money, how do you keep money, how do you stay, get money, you know, how do you become more financially literate, you know, basically telling you, what you're doing is wrong. Going to work and living your life and having a job is basically not enough. And that's reality. Like, going to work and having like one job is not enough. Like, I know I talked a little bit about earlier about quitting your job, but like there's these two forces that are, you know, diametrically opposed to each other. It's like, one, we're not working for what we used to work for before. And two, we need to work more now than ever because life is getting harder. And, you know, and we're getting priced out. But what you see is that these things go together and people are preaching to you. And so there's like this phenomena. I don't know if this, like, I'm not white. So I don't really know what, like, sometimes, like, there's parts of the world that I feel like I, you know, while I'm privy to, I don't know. But, like, all I know is that, like, I'm black. And so, like, there's a lot of things that I see that I'm pretty sure only black people are seeing. Or maybe white people are just ignoring. But, like, on my feed is you see, like, a lot of people right now who are selling courses. You know, like that, like, selling courses to get rich. Like, selling courses on the stock market. Selling courses on marketing. Selling courses on how to start an event business. Starting courses on how to flip houses. Selling courses on how to, what did I see the other day? Selling courses on how to flip tax returns. It's like, it's not get rich quick, but it's like, this is what I did, and you can do it too. And I'll sell you this course for $10.99, $15.99, you know, $49.99, you know, $99.99. You see like all these different prices and these different price points for people selling courses. And one of the things is I'm trying to figure out, I'm like, I don't know if these people are rich because they've actually done what they are putting in these books, or if they're rich because they keep getting people to buy courses. And for me, when I look at it, it's like another form of religion, you know, like that. There's something that doesn't quite work about it. Like it's almost like, like, if you have experience with one of these, I'd love to hear, you know, if you've taken one of these courses, like if you've bought like Derek Grace's course, or if you've bought Mr. 500 or one of these other courses, I'd love to hear about what you think. What did you think about when you did it, or the Wall Street Trapper? Like, I'd love to hear about what it did for you, because I can't tell. And so, like, for me, it looks like another religion, because these people sell. They go on stadium tours and they do tours to different places, to different convention centers in different cities. And they sell tickets to these events where they seem like prosperity preachers, you know, where they get people together and they talk about, you know, this is what you got to do. This is how you get into real estate. This is how you do this. But if they're selling tickets to these events for $100, $200, $300, and you get 10,000 people every time you go, you know, 5,000 people, you know, 2,000 people every time you go to a different city, you don't have to actually make money in real estate, in the stock market, if you can just continue to sell courses. So sometimes I just wonder. And then it's just like when I think about religion, or I think about, you know, this prosperity gospel, what they're doing is they're selling you an idea, but there's no accountability on the back end. And it seems that we've transitioned from this pseudo religion onto just worshiping money, because there's no critique of capitalism, or no even acknowledgement that capitalism is a system that exists. And so honestly, when I think of, you know, the leaders that I like to, the, you know, that I think about when I think of people who are leading people in the right direction, like they, even the ones that are speaking to getting rich or to understanding, they understand the system and how capitalism is a lose game. Like, you can't win. Not everybody can win. That's the whole point. Anyways, so I see that. And then I'm reading Complex Magazine. And so Complex Magazine every day, honestly, this is the sick part, every day has come up with an article about what you need to do to maintain money, get money. And so it's like seeping into more mainstream cultures. Like, there's an article right now, it's called Secrecy Equals Exploitation. Several months back, a colleague forwarded a tweet that plainly stated somewhere that others have spent paragraphs, pages, entire books attempting to articulate we cannot financial literacy ourselves out of poverty or capitalism. And that's basically what I have been saying for the past few years. And so Complex, this is an article about how Complex was in the early stages of planning on what they're introducing as our Get Money initiative. And so Complex has obviously seen this trend going on, and they are trying to capitalize on having a Get Money whole theme, you know, within their editorial base. And it's like, bro, you can't do it. But they're going to sell it to you anyways. And when we get back, I'm going to tell you a little bit about an Ohio father who shot his son. And I'm going to tell you why when we get back.
I'm just trying to drive it once again. Baby, you
I just
want to
be provided by the flies.
Like I'm just trying to drive it once again.
Shorty, can I be your tank? Yeah, tank, yeah.
Yeah.
I start off with that what you drinking.
Yeah.
Pardon if I'm road raging, raging. But I know you heard my driver's crazy, crazy. Yeah, let me pace that with some patience. Let me do it till I feel like void. You're like a Maybach, thinking damn, they don't even make them like you no more. It's like a high beam gleaming through your eye. I adore you up, maybe suicide. Hello, wordplay, I'm hoping that'll make you smile. At least until I'm out of line like a DUI. Girl, you remind me of my G. Can I see what's up with that G wagon? Can I take you off of these streets?
Yo,
to the side of me, I'm trying to see your hazards. Trying to be with the baddest, won't be the fastest. Gotta make it last, I hope you're comfortable. I need to get to you, you're like a 62. A little work, then it's curtains when I'm skirting through. Came through in the group, trying to leave in the coop. That mean I got some few, but I believe in you. Trying to chase the cat, know I'm killing the dog. You ain't feeling me, no.
You remind me of my Jeep. I wanna ride it. You're something like my car.
I got the keys of them, but need the keys of you.
You put on a show. You don't need no clothes. Give me a little bit more. No, just take it slow. Just take it slow. I know you don't wanna stop. You're trying to make it
slow.
And I wasn't prepared to love. I know I sound crazy, but your miles scare me. I'm just here cause your character good. A good nigga is rare to her. You heard it all, but here this love. One night with dude, I'd be the reason you cooped. So let me know I'm a clear enough. Yeah, what's up? Way out, that's the way I think. Shawty straight like a concept and they on street. In the morning I slide over, she needs a ride. I'm like, Ty, let's give it AMG. Sliding down, precipitating the street. Top down, let me get some physique. I'm digging your fleet. I'm checking your gear. Can tell you had a good year. Spend a grip on your feet. She like when I drive it, I like it in park. Pull that thing over you like lead a saw. I got her floating like riding on stars. So I keep it GPS, see where this going. Nothing will stop it, I slide in no pride. Chop it, my swipe in your parts. Sex is a weapon, my snake in her garden. So no one, I'm not here, the viper is on.
Don't put on a show. You don't need no clothes. Give me a little bit more. Take it slow, take it slow. I know you don't wanna stop. You're trying to make it
slow.
Yo, you're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. Welcome. So, a story that could only happen in two states, and it's not Florida, so you got to guess the other one. It's Ohio, I will tell you. So, Ohio, a 79-year-old man named Fred Hensley Sr. shot his son, Fred Hensley Jr., 50, because he wouldn't stop playing the goddamn guitar. And now, how many times do you think that this man asked his son over the past 50 years to stop playing his guitar before he was like, you know what, fuck it, get the gun, and shot his ass? Then the son assaulted his father and beat his ass while he waited for emergency personnel to arrive. Now, if you are familiar with Ohio like I am, you'll know that this story could only take place in two places, either Southeast Ohio or Southwest. And the closer you get to Kentucky, the closer you get to some wild white-on-white crime. And so that's what we have here, a 79-year-old man shooting his son in the stomach. And You know what? If your 50-year-old son is still living in your house playing the guitar and he won't stop playing when you ask him to, I feel like that father, I don't know what happened, but I feel like I might be on the father's side. Like, you know, while had he been 9 and 39, I could understand. No, but this is 79 and 50. Sometimes you just got to get the strap. Anyways, moving on. The FTC finds that cigarette sales have risen for the first time in 20 years. And I feel like that's all you need to know about, like, how people are feeling about their life and about the future, is that people are just like, you know what? Fuck it. They look at climate crisis. They look at the political instability. They look at there was a report about how the United States can't actually handle the increase in electricity that electric cars are going to bring. So it's either we burn up from fossil fuels because we just keep burning dead dinosaurs, or we switch to electricity and then we have rolling blackouts. So you choose. Some of these people are choosing cigarettes. And I think it's also interesting, you know, we talked a little about this prosperity gospel, but Complex then writes a story about how a husband and wife who carried out $31 million counterfeit prison scheme, counterfeit coupon scheme, are sentenced to prison. So it's like, do you guys want us to save money or not? Like, do you guys want us to, you know, find, you know, creative ways to continue to maintain capital or not? Make up your goddamn mind. One fucked up thing that we have to call out is that the judges in Kenosha, Wisconsin, said that the victims that Kyle Rittenhouse shot and killed could not be called victims. They must be called rioters, looters, or something else. And because they say victims, you get shot and killed and you can't be called a victim. And that's messed up on so many levels. Listen, I pray that these people, you know, in their spirits get the rest that they need. And I hope that Kyle Rittenhouse finds them and he gets the rest he needs as well. First off, just thank you for being with me. Honestly, that call earlier, if you're listening, that call honestly made my day. I really appreciate that. I really love to do the show, and I love to know that people are listening, and I really like it. And yeah, it made my day. And shout out to Juju Malay. So if you don't know, she's the founder of Color the Trails. Earlier this week, I wrote an article for them about a sailing trip we did earlier this year. If you have never looked at Color the Trails, that's ColourtheTrails, that's CA. Go check it out. She does great work, and the organization does great work. If you can't go on a trip, then, you know, donate some money so that other people can experience the outdoors, particularly as we get into ski season. Skiing is expensive, and, you know, a lot of the reasons why people of color don't do it is access, and you can help get somebody out into the woods and into the slopes. So